He's never had this much support ever before. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Former President Trump posted that hours after his third indictment, thanking everyone backing him.
The voters right now in the Republican Party are very concerned about what they see as a two-tiered system of justice.
Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel. Some of the Trump challengers in the 2024 race are critical of the criminal cases against him. Others are critical of the former president, including Chris Christie, who says he violated his oath of office and brought shame to the presidency. Now the former president will be arraigned tomorrow.
Special Counsel Jack Smith said this case gets to the heart of American democracy, culminating with the attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021.
Fox's David Spuntz says that led to four criminal charges.
According to the indictment, Trump used knowingly false claims of election fraud to get state legislators and election officials to subvert the legitimate election results and change electoral votes. He organized fraudulent slates of electors in seven states.
Michigan's one of those states. And two Republicans there are also facing charges in a separate case.
A former Republican Attorney General candidate, Matthew DiPerno, and former Republican State Rep. Derry Rendon are criminally charged with accessing and allegedly tampering with voting machines after the 2020 election. DiPerno previously denied any wrongdoing and has accused the state's Attorney General, Dana Nessel, and Democrats of weaponizing her office.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. 1,100 U.S. troops who were deployed to the border in May are being sent away. They had went as illegal migrant crossings were surging to a record high at the end of the COVID era Title 42 policy. 400 other troops will remain through the end of the month. They're selling on Wall Street after the U.S. credit rating took a hit.
This Fitch downgrade to AA+, they're citing fiscal deterioration that is coming over the next 3 years. Also, the game of economic chicken over and over again that the White House and Congress play over the debt ceiling.
Fox's Edward Lawrence. The Dow's down more than 200. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When a restaurant closes, my reaction is, that sucks. They had good steak. When regional banks close, or three of them close overnight, it freaks me out. This is why I have my own personal gold reserve. It's part of my personal protection plan. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-GOLD.
Attorney Joe Cordell.
Divorce forces a father to focus on what's most important, his children. You may no longer be a husband, but you'll always be a dad. In the divorce process, this comes down to three key concerns: physical custody, decision making, as well as financial support. Each of these is important, and it's important that you choose a lawyer that cares as much about these issues as you do.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Phoenix area attorneys, Joseph Cordell, licensed in Missouri and Illinois only. CordellCordell.com.
An American soldier's been killed in Germany on a highway. The U.S. Army Europe says a truck crashed into the armored vehicle he was in. North Korea, for the first time, has acknowledged a U.N. request for more information on the American soldier who fled there last month. But that is all North Korea did, not giving any details about Army Private Travis King, who crossed the border to avoid being sent back to the U.S. to face disciplinary action after being jailed in South Korea on assault charges. Now, North Korea is talking about another American.
Julie Turner is a wicked woman and a political housemaid, according to North Korea's official news agency. It's just under a week since she was confirmed by the Senate as a special envoy on human rights, filling a post that's been vacant for 6 years. But North Korea says her criticisms of their record are absurd, warning the tactic could backfire and increase tensions. Last week, leader Kim Jong-un hosted senior delegates from Russia and China at a parade.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Here's the news in 60 seconds from YumaDailyNews.com. Voters in Arizona's most populated county will decide whether to extend Prop 400. The state legislature voted in bipartisan fashion to pass a bill that would ask Maricopa County residents to vote on tax during the next year's election. The measure's pass will continue half-cent sales that helps cover transportation projects in the county for the next two decades. President Biden is coming to Arizona next week. The White House says the chief executive will visit the Grand Canyon State between Monday and Wednesday of next week, but more details of the trip haven't been released yet. A Good Samaritan has been credited with turning in thousands of dollars worth of drugs in the Florida Keys. U.S. Border Patrol's Miami sector says that a boater found a brick of cocaine in the Keys on Saturday. Governor Katie Hobbs has been asking Arizona Superintendent of Public Instruction for plans to protect the data of students and families. Hobbs sent a letter to Superintendent Tom Horn requesting a report on how the Department of Education is responding to the data breach and what will be done to prevent similar events in the future. That's the latest from the UMADailyNews.com newsroom. I'm Kendra White.
What do you get when you combine a round of golf with a strike or two with the excitement of playing the slots? What do you get? All the fun under the sun. And that's what you'll find and more at Kokopau Casino and Resort, South Highway 95 in Somerton, kokopauresort.com. We're celebrating 30 years of winning at Kokopau. You can win up to $30,000 with our 30th anniversary cash bash, 3:30 to 9 o'clock every Friday and Saturday in August.
What is your healing power? Maybe your healing power is helping veterans with PTSD, traumatic brain injuries, depression, anxiety, or loneliness. Is your healing power a simple, heartfelt letter or being a volunteer? It is estimated that over 500,000 current warfighters will return from service diagnosed with PTSD, and 22 veterans will commit suicide every day. Our veterans have paid the ultimate sacrifice for our country. At HealVets.org, you can find out more about the healing power of pen pals, volunteers, therapy kits, and more. Discover your healing power at HealVets.org. Help heal veterans, together with you, has been helping one recovering veteran at a time. We are helping veterans heal together. What is your healing power? To find out about your power, visit HealVets.org. This PSA is sponsored by Help Heal Veterans.
The next disaster is coming. The time to get ready is now. Make a plan. Identify meetup locations and people you'll need to contact, and keep your contact list somewhere safe. Build a kit with enough food and water for 3 days. And don't forget your pets. Keep 7 days of medication on hand. Work with your pharmacist and insurance company to get the extra doses. Make copies of important documents and keep them on your phone, in the cloud, or on a USB stick. Stay informed. Note area hazards. Take courses in CPR and first aid. And sign up for local alerts. Be ready. Learn more at americares.org/sendusin.
Good morning, Yuma. This is Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, and you're listening to Chamber Chatter, only the good stuff from the Chamber. Of course, we have Russ Clark joining us this morning. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we have Rachel Canella with Modern Skin. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. And so, Rachel, before we get into what you do, let's get into how you got here. And so, I understand that you were the winner of a contest at the beginning of June. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So what exactly was the contest and how did that work?
The contest was for small business owners to have the opportunity to present and pitch their business. We had about a 5-minute mark. And so with workshops and just the right mentorship, we were able to kind of just work and gather our thoughts and kind of just present our pitches and our businesses to these judges. And
so I know that SBDC, when we talked to them, Small Business Development Corp, when we talked to Crystal about this particular contest, she compared it to Shark Tank, although she said ours was going to be a dolphin tank. Would you agree with that? Was
absolutely
it like the show?
Absolutely. I'd say it was more, I think it was more, I wouldn't say Shark Tank because Shark Tank is very brutal. this was more for entrepreneurs who are just trying to get their feet wet. And who are just new to the industry.
Right.
So we had a lot of guidance, a lot of mentorship, and it wasn't as scary as the whole shark thing per se, but it was definitely an amazing experience.
Well, not as scary. Also, it wasn't on national TV, which I'm sure would be. I can't imagine those people trying to do that pitch. I would be so nervous.
Yeah, no, a nervous wreck. But it was an overwhelming, it was an amazing experience is all I can say. Great people.
How did they prep you for it?
Through our workshops, each workshop, it consisted of 4 workshops, and every workshop consisted of 2 hours of just practicing among ourselves, and just gathering our thoughts and just practicing our pitches. So I think that really helped us a lot. And when it came to it, to the actual pitch, they gave us the opportunity to pitch our business in front of the judges, mm-hmm. in front of the mayor, the news, just a lot of people to kind of let our fear out. Mm-hmm. And whatever didn't work or they thought that needed readjustment, they were able to kind of just give us another shot and bring our family in and friends to kind of do the actual pitch, if that makes sense.
Yep, it makes perfect sense.
So it was a lot of, like I said, mentorship and guidance to perfect our pitch.
So your business is Modern Skin.
It is, yes.
Exactly. So how long have you been in business?
I've been in business for about 6 months.
Okay.
And
so
I hit
really
a
new.
Year.
Got
yes.
It. Okay.
I hit a year in October of this year.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And so.
Tell me about full body waxing. Seriously? Like every hair?
Every hair.
Wow. People want that?
Yes.
I guess so. More women.
No.
What?
No. Men as well. Men as well. You would be surprised. The hair removal industry is a $4.6 billion industry, and it just continues to get popular.
I would like to learn to grow hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. What she can't see in the studio.
I remove them.
I would say what she can't see in the studio because he's got a hat on is that's it.
It's to keep my head warm.
This time of year?
And people come in that want head-to-toe body hair removing.
Yes.
And is that something once you start doing that it gets easier and easier or harder and harder? I mean, there's a lot of rumors about you take the hair off, it's going to grow back thicker.
No, it's the complete opposite.
Okay.
So once you begin the hair removal process, you have less hair growth and it becomes thinner, not thicker. You're pulling hair directly, strictly from the root of the skin. And so, it will provide for the hair to grow less and thinner. A lot of people love it. You just have to be consistent with it. I let my clients know to come every 3 to 4 weeks, and they will see instant results.
And this is waxing. This isn't laser and all that.
No, this is strictly waxing, hair removal.
Yeah, and that's once you put that wax down, you have to pull it off.
Yes. One force, completely off.
A lot of screaming going on in it?
It depends on the person.
Oh, really?
It depends on the person.
But if they want to, just let it out.
Let it out. Scream it all out. It's scary. It's a scary experience. A lot of my clients come in extremely nervous.
Don't know what to expect
the first time. Absolutely. But what sets Modern Skin apart is we provide such a positive and memorable experience, and we allow them to feel comfortable. So I pride myself in that. Making sure that everybody feels comfortable in my waxing table. Let them know that you're in great hands. And it takes me about 15 to 30 minutes to get the procedure done. And
not the whole body.
Not the full, no.
Oh, my God.
It really depends on the area.
Unless you have like a sauna that with wax in it, you dip, you set it.
But it's very doable. The pain is very doable. It's a 2-second pain. You're not in pain all day.
But and some people have more hair than others.
Absolutely.
You get a discount for having less hair?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, I try that with a barber, too. No
yeah,
one
the, yeah, I was going to say, I'm not sure that's exactly how that. So Russ, now you got me curious. Have you ever had anything waxed?
No.
No?
You should come try it.
There you go.
He's like, yeah. I service men, so I do full back, chest waxing as well.
Yeah. Well, you see the back, particularly for single guys, getting kind of hard to get to, you know, personally.
I mean,
to keep that.
Because it doesn't hurt as bad as one might think. It stings.
It's all mental.
It's like ripping off a Band-Aid.
Yes.
It stings for a second, but in my experience, and I'm sure you do this too, they're very good at putting something cooling on or whatever, their hand, something.
Yes, yes.
Touching
you
it, and the sting
pressure.
Goes away.
Yeah. Exactly. You apply
and it goes
pressure.
Away right away. And I don't leave in pain. I mean,
no.
it's like ripping off a Band-Aid.
Exactly.
It's not bad.
And people line up for this stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I had no idea I was going to become fully booked in a matter of 6 months.
And what is it we're looking for mostly? I mean, people looking mostly for facial stuff, eyebrows. Is it private areas?
I would say all in between.
Oh, really? There's no...
All in between.
Like the number one hit is everybody wants her eyebrows done
everyone,
or something.
It's just we live in an era where we want to look good and feel good. And I feel like the hair removal, just beauty in general, gives you that self of confidence. And people are not looking for that. So whether you're getting your eyelashes done, eyebrows, waxing, you name it.
Do you see a difference in seasons, like bikini season versus
during the winter season? Absolutely. Some seasons are slower than others, of course, like any other industry.
Right.
But yeah, no, hair removal has its ups and downs. And I would say the summer would be the busiest.
Okay. So like right now?
Yes.
So, absolutely. So which is back, you know, we're in Yuma, and usually summer is like everybody thinks.
All year round.
But yeah, for your particular business, I could see that that would not be the case.
Exactly.
Got it.
Exactly.
So do you only do waxing?
I specialize in Brazilian, so yes.
Okay.
Hair waxing, eyebrow lamination, and lash lifts. And in the near future, I will be incorporating facials.
Okay, that's new to me. Russ, do you know what eyebrow lamination is?
No.
Me neither. So I guess we better ask.
Yes. Eyebrow lamination is more so like a perm for the eyebrows or the lash to give it that much fuller look. It's extremely non-invasive. It's an aesthetic procedure for women, and it's extremely popular.
I don't have the full look problem.
No, you're good.
I get kind of.
I think with a eyebrow wax and shaping, you would be fine.
Oh, I trim it all the time. Otherwise, they would be... You know, I'd comb it up, have a head of hair. It seems to grow there for some reason. Oh, but now your eyebrows always look perfect like that. I mean,
I just got mine laminated.
Laminated.
Laminated yesterday.
And that's more of conditioning of the hairs.
That is correct, yes.
So that they look thicker.
They look thicker. They look fuller.
Do they behave and stay in one place?
Yes. Yes. You do have to, you know, maintain it a little bit, comb it a little bit. But yes, that is the goal.
Yeah. And that's something that has to be done occasionally then. Because hair keeps growing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So for the laminations, it's 3 to 6 weeks. So you have to come back and stay consistent. Same thing with waxing. You have to be consistent. Otherwise, you're going to go back to where you started, which is thick and coarse hair, which is more, you know, you're more prone to ingrowns and razor burns and irritation. And so people are trying to get away from that. Mm-hmm. Which is why they transition over to waxing.
So I was going to ask that because that reminds me of my question. So does it, you know, if you shave, you end up with like razor burn. Is it a lot less if you get waxed?
Absolutely.
It's less. Because I'm thinking of those bright pink, painful bumps.
Yes.
So, break time.
Oh, I have to take a break. Okay, well then let's take a break. Break. We'll be right back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
Heating up for us as we head through the end of the week and into the upcoming weekend. Sunny out here today. Just a light southwest breeze expected through the afternoon. High near 110 here this afternoon. Clear skies, warm tonight, low 82. Sunny skies and hot for tomorrow with a light west to southwest breeze, 111 Thursday afternoon. Sunny and breezy Friday to finish out the work week, high near 112. And over the weekend, sunny, breezy to windy through the afternoon, as hot as 113 both afternoons. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone at the Weather Channel.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen. And we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
Fido's Choice. Back in 1 minute with your food chain question of the day.
Do you own a timeshare?
Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-953-0866. 800-953-0866. 800-953-0866. That's 800-953-0866.
A study published in PLOS One claims that vegan dogs require less medication and fewer vet visits than do dogs that eat a lot of meat. But veterinarian Dr. Lindsay Bullen told Live Science that many vegans undernourish their pets. Bullen said, "I think some vegans just feel that they can do it better, but they don't actually know what goes into formulating a diet for vegan pets." Bullen says vegan pets should eat high-quality food and be supplemented with vitamins and minerals. Question: if given a choice, would your dog be a carnivore, omnivore, or vegan?
It's hot. It's sizzling hot, but not as hot as the sizzling summer deals of Bobby Combs RV Centers. Check out this sizzling deal of the day. New 2022 Forest River Surveyor Legend Travel Trailer. 252 RVLE, stock number 3583. Sleeps 5, tinted windows, front private bedroom, rear bath with linen closet for clean towel. Shower skylight, slide-out dinette, walk-in pantry, outside kitchen and electric awning. Save $17K, pay just $35,500. Today at Bobby Combs RV Centers in Yuma, with deals so hot, they sizzle. Hoo-wee, that's hot.
560 KBLU.
And I've been taking care of business every day.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, we have Russ Clark.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who is, I didn't mention it yet, but we're minus Alexi.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's what I look forward to coming in here every week.
I thought it was me, but okay.
That's why I said it. And so, of course, this morning we have Rachel Canella joining us with Modern Skin. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So you didn't get to meet his dog today. That's what we're talking about, Lexi. He's got this cute little black dog that usually comes in, and I have to give him a hard time because it is, you know.
It's a little out of control type little mix terrier.
No, she's not. She's darling. She's
still darling. Trying to train her.
So anyway, we were kind of talking during the break, and I kind of commented, and I think about this, every time somebody talks to me about this, you know, I've been married for a long time, and well, it's me a long 21 years, so for a while, and I mentioned during the break that, you know, I used to always go get my eyebrows waxed, and fortunately, I've never needed really to get my lip waxed. That's a thank goodness, but you know, and I had, you know, did my eyelashes done and everything else. And after a while, you've been married for a while, and you're like, yeah, you know, whatever. To the point where this morning I got up and I did put on a little bit of makeup, but that's about the extent of my beauty routine this morning. But you're right, I'm looking at you, and your lashes look beautiful, and your eyebrows look beautiful, and your skin is glowing, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, you know, I'm going on vacation at the end of this week. Man, I should have made an appointment. it's not about my husband. It's about me. It's about, because like right now I'm being very self-conscious. I'm suddenly thinking, what do my eyebrows actually look like? I don't know what they look like. Whereas if I had made the appointment, I feel like I would have that confidence that it's like, I know I look good.
Absolutely.
And that shows. I mean, you're sitting, you know, up beautifully, you know, and so your confidence shows. And I'm kind of like, oh man, I should have done it.
That is the one thing I would say in the beauty industry is just, again, the self boost of confidence mm-hmm. that women and men mm-hmm. Get and feel after the service. And it's extremely important. I recommend every woman to get beautified, whether it's doing your hair or getting waxed or doing your lashes. It's just such a beautiful, like, feeling. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like you said, it does show confidence, definitely. And again, just do it for yourself. I'm all about self-care.
Right, because my husband keeps talking, well, why, you know, because he'll ask me, why did you even bother putting on makeup? I don't care if you wear makeup. And,
right.
And it's hard, it can be hard to explain that it's, the makeup isn't for you. The makeup isn't for you looking at me. The makeup is, it's my little pieces of armor that I put on in the morning, you know what I mean?
I love that.
That's what it is. It's about me.
Yes.
It's about me and the fact that I know, okay, well, because I, you know, put lipstick on and lip gloss, my lips look a little fuller and, you know, and as I age, my eyelashes are getting less and less and less. And,
yes,
you know, so a little bit of mascara goes a long way. And so, yeah, that's why I said it's like my little bit of armor. It's not necessarily about looking good for other people. It's about
but for yourself
looking good for exactly mm-hmm. for myself.
Yes.
And so I could see where coming and getting something done is it's a feel good for me.
Absolutely. 100%.
Do you get that a lot? I'm guessing people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The same person walking into my studio. Mm-hmm. It's not the same person walking out. It's like a shift. It's uh-huh. It's quick, and it's just I can see the transformation, and you know, like I mentioned, the boost of confidence within themselves
mm-hmm.
the moment they get any sort of service, whether it's underarms or just Brazilian, they can feel it, and it's just something it's beautiful to watch,
mm-hmm.
which is why I'm extremely passionate about what I do,
which clearly you are. So. But what made you, I mean, you know, did little 5-year-old Rachel say, I want to do Brazilian waxing as a career when I grow up? I mean.
Oh, no. Trust me. I had no idea I was going to do hair removal. That's for sure. I don't know. It kind of all fell in my lap, per se. Mm-hmm. It just aligned itself. Mm-hmm. I come from a background of just working, you know, 9 to 5. I have like a call center background. And okay. So I've always envisioned myself as a business owner. And so I decided to go to aesthetics beauty school mm-hmm. because of a condition that I have, which is called rosacea.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out through an esthetician. And that sparked my curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I confirmed the condition with a dermatologist,
right.
I then decided to kind of invest into the industry and see what the aesthetics is all about.
Okay.
And I just fell in love with the skin and just everything that entailed.
And how long did you have to go to school for?
6 months.
Okay.
6 months. Brutal.
Yeah. Exactly. And so I'm just curious, what do you do? I mean, because clearly, I'm sure eventually you practice on people, but how do you start? I mean, because I can't imagine that they just let you loose on somebody.
Oh, yeah,
say,
no.
Yeah.
No. So the number one thing I tell everyone who is looking to become a licensed esthetician or just to do anything in the beauty industry is you have to become licensed.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go to a professional accredited school
mm-hmm.
And get licensed. You have to pass your state board to perform these type of services on
right.
others. How I later on practiced was by continuing my education and mm-hmm. paying someone, a professional, of course,
mm-hmm.
who can train me on how to perfect this craft.
Okay.
So even though school teaches you the basics,
mm-hmm.
the thing about the beauty industry is that you have to continue to learn and mm-hmm. grow and educate yourself, right? And so that's exactly what I did.
Because you have to keep your license up too, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's not like you get your license once and it forever. That's just not how it works.
No, you have to renew your license and you have to pass your state board and you have to continue educating yourself and just perfecting your craft. And that's exactly what I did.
And so, and how do you fit that in between patients or clients?
I mean, the good thing about being a business owner is just you have full control of your work schedule.
Okay.
And so what I did was I blocked out chunks of times and mm-hmm. kind of just dedicated that hour or 2 hours on educating myself. Because again, the more you educate yourself and grow,
mm-hmm.
the more you provide and enhance, right, your services and just your overall knowledge to your clients. So,
and since you are a brand new business owner,
yes,
new.
Yes.
So far, what has been your favorite thing about owning your own business now?
That I have I have control of my time and my schedule, you know, and just building relationship with people would say that is the best thing about my career. It's just building that interpersonal skill and that relationship.
Yeah,
with
you need
others.
A relationship when you say, "Let me take your back hair off." You know, take your back hair off.
Yeah, she's
going to
take you out to dinner first.
It's going to be a little more personal. And you're going to feel it.
We woke him up over there.
I can help you out if you want. I can be your greeter. Go over to the shop. Say, welcome to Modern Skin.
But yes, that is the best. It's just having full control of your time.
So what is your least favorite thing so far?
The least, I would say, just...
doing radio. It's pretty easy.
Now, we make it painless in here.
Oh, okay.
We told her. It's kind of like ripping off a Band-Aid for us,
too. Yes, I love it. I love it. You guys are very welcoming.
So what's been your least favorite so far? It was something maybe that you didn't expect.
Oh, my God. Just the overload. As a business owner, again, I'm new. I'm a solo esthetician, and just... it's just a lot to deal with. You're dealing with the business side, with the accountant side. It's just a lot of the behind the scenes that you are unaware of unless you are like literally in the moment and just going through it day by day. Like that is just something that I am still learning. But it's very difficult. It's very difficult. And that's just one of the things that a lot of people don't see is the behind the scenes and what it really entails to maintain the business and run the business.
Right. Yeah, I equate that with, so when you're out there and you're with a client, you're working in your business.
Yes.
But when you're doing accounting, marketing, all those other things, you're having to work, and accounting is still in your business some, but marketing and trying to grow your reputation grow your client base, you have to work on your business. And there's a lot more hours in it than people realize.
Absolutely. I say I no longer work 9 to 5. I work 24/7.
Right. Exactly.
As you should. You came here out of California?
No, I'm from Providence, Rhode Island.
Rhode Island?
Rhode Island.
That's not even a whole state, is it?
No. It is the smallest state.
Oh, it's the smallest state.
It is the smallest. We are the ocean state.
Yeah, I'm from Delaware. We laughed at you for being so small.
Stop.
You know, all that stuff. Yeah. Because at least we were bigger than somebody. I've been to Rhode Island a few times. They're terrible drivers. I mean,
yes.
They didn't really put on the turn signal so much as they rubbed up against you and let you know they wanted that lane.
Unfortunately.
Did you notice that?
Yes.
Yeah, they're just
we have to
nice
do better.
People, but...
We have to do better.
I'm like, I've been to Rhode Island. Really? Is it that bad?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't remember it being that bad.
Just aggressive drivers. Yeah.
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 I'd say.
But
you've been to New York.
I was just going to say, that's just the nature of that area. That's exactly what
exactly.
I was just about to say.
I learned to drive in New York City.
Yeah?
Okay. I was a teenager. We would drive up there from Delaware. Well, I always lived in Dover, but we would drive. It's 3 hours. It's like going to Phoenix for here, you know.
Yes.
We just go up there to see Central Park and stuff. You know.
Nice.
It was interesting as a child to grow up. See Philadelphia, and all that kind of stuff, New York. Washington, D.C., all just a quick drive, actually.
So my question is, then what brought you to Yuma?
For a fresh start.
Okay.
Wait a minute, you haven't got time for that now. It's time for a break.
Okay,
you've gone too long. You've extended.
Let's take a break then. We'll be right back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KB.
The sea is your playground with the $64,000 Ride the Tides Jet Ski Giveaway at Quachan Casino Resort. Play for the chance to make waves with new summer toys. You could win a pair of jet skis and trailer August 12th and 26th. Play with your rewards club card to earn entries. Not a member yet? Sign up today for the chance to win up to $1,000. So much, so close. Quachan Casino Resort. Must be 21 and older. Management reserves all rights. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP 24/7 for problem gambling.
Together.
Juntos.
Together.
We stand up to cancer.
On Saturday, August 19th, join Stand Up to Cancer.
We launched Stand Up to Cancer with a mission to make every cancer patient a long-term survivor.
Together, we can stand up for our family and friends and everyone who is battling this disease.
For all the inspiration.
A dream thought to be too big, too bold, too radical, and revolutionary.
All the laughter.
I'm here to teach you how to conduct a self-exam.
I thought I was getting a massage.
Right away you are.
I'm the only one that said they needed a theme song.
Stand up to cancer!
Celebrating all the progress and innovation.
This information is out there. Together we can unlock it.
So just stand up with us.
So that every cancer patient can become a survivor.
One night to save lives. Join the millions in the fight against cancer. Tune in Saturday, August 19th at 8, 7 Central on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. For more ways to watch, visit standuptocancer.org.
Labor is a two-way street. First, it's earned. Second, it's paid. In the air conditioning business, it just went up 10% again. I tell my techs, let homeowners know about the York factory parts and labor warranties. An out-of-warranty AC part costs many times more than yesterday's AC parts did. Ask your AC tech about our York extended factory labor warranties.
Give Air Central a call or just log on to acyuma.com.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
It's no surprise that scratchers with top prizes up to $5 million from the Arizona Lottery are made for you. Be the talk of the dog park when you play Lucky Dog Scratchers. Now that's something to woof about. When you're watching fireworks burst in air, cash explosion bursts with fun, and pair your Sunday paper with Crossword Scratchers, a perfect game for all puzzlers and cash lovers. With dozens of Arizona Lottery scratchers to play, there's always one for you. Find your scratchers and play today.
After I got out of the Marine Corps, coming back home, it was just a mental breakdown for me. I was on the verge of giving up. That chapter, that season in my life was over. Now what? Who was I? That's what I kept asking myself. The pressure to have it all together, to heal, to quiet down the monsters inside, it was too much. I lost it. I had heard about the Wounded Warrior Project. I had seen the logo and that visual of a warrior carrying another warrior. The programs that the Wounded Warrior Project offers, it's not just the veteran themselves. It's their whole family. It brings it all together. We have scars that we carry, and just because the scars are there doesn't mean that we're any less than what we were. Right now, I'm the best version that I ever have been of myself. I can embrace the brokenness.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And as always, at the bottom of the hour, I do have a couple of announcements. First of all, I want everyone to know, if they don't know already, is that the Chamber has started a community calendar of events. And everyone, organizations mainly, is welcome to put their events on that calendar. The best way to do it is to go to localyuma.com. So it has its own website, localyuma.com. There will be some featured events on there. At the top of the page, there's a button that takes you to the full calendar of events. If you're not interested in adding an event, you just want to see what's going on, you can do that. But at the bottom of the page, there is a button that says add your event. It's slightly different if you're a chamber member than if you're a non-member, but it doesn't matter if you're a chamber member or not. You are welcome to add your event to our calendar of events, because the whole point is for basically one place for our community to go find what's going on in Yuma. We've got so many things going on. We get people that are new here and they comment, you know, what's there to do here? And we've got some great attractions that they learn about relatively quickly. But I feel like in the 3 years I've moved here, I feel like we're a community of events. And we all seem to know when the events are, those of us who are who, you know, are in the chamber or whatever, but not everybody is able to figure out where those events are. And right now you have to go multiple places to find it or go on Facebook and scroll through a news feed, and you can't, it's just, it can, we've not made it possibly as easy as we could. So the chamber's goal is to make it easy for everybody to know everything that's going on. So if you have an event, our calendar is only as good as the events that are on it. So if you have an event, please go on there and add your event. It is free. Russ, you're giving me a look.
I'm trying to think of an event. I'm going to put something on there, but.
Oh dear. Well, I will let you know they do have to be approved. So, but we go through. In fact, I had the other day, there was like, I forget, 83 or something. We had to go through and approve that day.
Wow.
But that is great. I mean, I would rather have 200 to approve than two to approve and miss somebody. So I want everything on there so that everybody has the opportunity to see where they are. And then in addition to the online one, we are doing a print edition that we are distributing through the Visitor Information Center, hotels, RV parks around the community. It's also getting mailed to all chamber members so that everyone can get an idea of what's going on, and hopefully we don't miss something. Plus, it's also a service to our people that are running events so that we don't end up with, I remember last year there was one evening where there were three events I wanted to go to on the same night, and clearly I couldn't be three places at once. So hoping it will also help us with our planning so that we can get to as many of these events as possible, because especially the nonprofit ones, I want to be sure that we're supporting them. And speaking of events, of course, we have events coming up. August 23rd is our next chamber mixer. That is going to be at AEA Federal Credit Union. On September 14th, we have our next Good Morning Yuma. That is going to be at Paradise Event Center. And then on September 27th, we have our next member mixer. That is going to be at Yuma Community Food Bank. And that one is, we're going to do something a little bit special, have some special prizes for people that bring non-perishable food items for the food bank. And then, of course, in October, as we did last year, is our Mega Mixer and Expo. It will be the weekend before Halloween again. So the Mega Mixer is on Friday, October 27th. The Expo is on Saturday, October 28th. We are selling booth space now. I think we're about half full at this point. So if you're interested in getting a booth at the Community Expo, please go to the Chamber website and start looking at it so that you can be sure that you get your booth reserved, because last year we did sell out. And that's true of all of our events lately. We, over the last couple of years, our mixers were running like 100 to 120 people. Our last one, we finally had to cut it off at 180. So our events are growing, and we can only grow as big as the spaces that we are in, which means that we have had to cut off the last three events. So please register early. Make sure that your registration is in, because while we say that we will do ticket sales at the door, it is only if we have space available. And lately, we just simply haven't had the space available. So yumachamber.org, you can check all of that out. Our calendar of events is at localyuma.com. And with that, we'll get back to the show. And we have Russ Clark. Hi, Russ. Good morning. And we have Rachel Canella with Modern Skin. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So we were kind of talking about what all services exactly. I mean, we talked about Brazilian. We talked about, is it? I mean, I'm not exactly sure about this whole eyebrow laminating thing. You've got me so intrigued. I know that we talked about it, and clearly that Russ doesn't need it. But for whatever reason, is it men as they get older, their eyebrows get bushier, and women as they get older, we lose them.
Sign of intelligence.
What, losing your eyebrows?
That no, must having, be them, it. Having them bushy, you know. You're like Einstein, you know, the great big eyelashes.
Oh, he did have those big bushy eyebrows, didn't he? That's
some of my eyebrows or my eyelashes?
Eyebrows.
Yeah, well, as I've gotten older, I'm losing my eyelashes, too.
Your eyelashes are long.
Yeah. It's a preference.
Okay.
See, not everybody can see her. That's the.
Yeah, there was a professional speaker that used to say his wife was a decided redhead. She decided many years ago to be a redhead.
A decided redhead.
A decided redhead. I really liked it.
I like how that works. So yeah. You've got decided.
She decided many years ago to be a redhead.
So what percent of your, I mean, how many people come in for that versus the waxing? Because it seems like waxing, to me, is at least more well known, but maybe I'm just old.
Yeah, no. So as of now, currently, I am very limited with the eyebrow lamination just because I'm still crafting, perfecting my craft when it comes to the lamination. It's a process. It's not just perming the eyebrows and that's it. Like, it's an actual process. You want to make sure that you're not burning the skin or that you're not harming anyone. And so currently I'm only specializing in Brazilians and full body hair removal.
Okay.
So and a percentage of that are women. Mm-hmm. And I'd say about maybe 10% are men.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can see, you know, I hadn't even thought about it. It's funny because, you know, I look at it from a woman's perspective. Clearly.
Yes.
And my mind, when you said waxing, immediately went Brazilian in my head, other than eyebrows. I mean, it did go eyebrows too. I hadn't even, until you said it, I hadn't even thought about back waxing. And I'm just like, oh.
Now, that's got to, is that mostly men? I mean, men have more hair.
Yes.
But, yeah.
Yes. I mean, women too.
Depending on the man.
And women don't. Women probably don't like a man with a good hairy back, probably.
No,
look at that.
No.
Your crunched up face, and we're on radio.
Yeah. Again, it's a preference.
I'm like, now I'm having these visuals first thing in the morning.
It's terrible.
I know it is terrible. I mean, do you have to, I'm going to ask all these crazy questions now, sorry. Do you have to, I mean, can they just come? I mean, I'm thinking of those visuals on, you know, like werewolves and the, you know, with the hairy back. Do you
definitely
have to
charge
shave
extra
some
for
of
that.
It first? Mm. I mean, do you have to? Does it, what happens if it's too long? Can you wax?
Yeah, so there is a specific hair length. So I normally say 3 to 4 weeks. You want to make sure that it's about 1/4 of an inch. So like a grain of rice. But that's typically for Brazilians. Now, the back for men, that is a completely different story. If it needs to be trimmed, I will trim it. Yes.
Okay.
But most likely, the wax will take care of the rest.
That's good. So how long have you been doing this? I mean, I know you've been in business for a year, but obviously you had some understanding before you opened up the store.
I've been doing this now for about 1 year and 6 months.
Okay. And I know you said because you had some skin conditions that skin became important to you and you started paying attention to it. And that's when you started going to see people about the waxing. That's a total different thing than the skin condition, though.
Yeah. So the aesthetics focuses more on the skin, but it also incorporated waxing. So it's not like I just went to the school to learn hair removal. It's a part of the course, of the program. Essentially, in school, we learned more about the skin and doing facials and what it entailed. If you really think about it, the skin is our largest organ in the body.
Yeah.
And so we have to really be aware and know how to take care of it. And so that was like our biggest focus was the skin and just doing facials. I then later on learned a little bit about waxing and it just kind of aligned. It just took a mind of its own. Mm-hmm. But I love the skin, and which is why I want to start doing facials.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, that's what made me want to go to school was because of my condition. I went to an esthetician. She told me, hey, go to a dermatologist and see if this is what this is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And true and behold, it was exactly that. It was rosacea.
Mm-hmm.
and they found ways to accommodate the rosacea. You can't really cure it, but you can stop the outbreaks or something?
Yes, that is correct. Right. Yes. One thing is extremely important is us licensed estheticians, we cannot diagnose anyone.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You have to go to a dermatologist for that. So just keep that in mind.
But there's times I'm sure you've said... I think you should see somebody about
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. 100%.
I can
tell you what I might think it is, but I will always, always recommend them to go see someone that's professionally in the field, that's licensed to do and diagnose the condition or whatever the case may be.
Because I'm thinking of that. Even if you saw like a suspicious mole or anything like that, because you're looking at places of the body we can't see.
Exactly.
You know, all moles are suspicious. All of them. You know, I don't want any. Not just a suspicious one. You know, that look at it.
Oh, my goodness. I'm like, you're on a roll this morning, aren't you? Did you have enough coffee?
I didn't sleep.
You didn't sleep?
No, babysitting.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you're babysitting
and
now.
You're out of time again.
Oh, we are? We'll be right back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
World War II.
Korea.
Vietnam.
Iraq.
Afghanistan.
Since 1914, the Veterans of Foreign Wars has united Americans from all walks of life with one common purpose, to improve the lives of combat veterans, service members, and their families. VFW programs foster camaraderie among United States veterans of overseas conflicts, serve our veterans, the military, and our communities, and we advocate on behalf of all veterans, including submariners. VFW brings services, vital information, and critical assistance to those who need help right now. It doesn't matter how old you are, where you served, or when you served. You belong here. Our VFW Post 8242 members support one another by meeting at weekly events and activities throughout the year. Need help filling out VA paperwork? We've got you covered. You may even find a mentor to help you navigate through your next stage of life. Come talk, play bingo, karaoke, enjoy a beverage, or just sit in silence. We won't judge. VFW Post 8242 on Highway 95, next to the Big Tank. Yes, you belong here.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday. The procrastination is disgraceful. This man needs to focus.
From your lips to his ears, Stephen A. He's typing away solid form. He just pledged to get screened on takeahealthystand.org.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. This is unacceptable. Is he watching a cute video right now?
Oh, it's the one where the cat thinks he's people.
That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
Focus, Raul. Yes, he's finished the form. He's made a telemedicine appointment next Tuesday, 9:30. All he's got to do is hit send.
Look out. His eyes are wandering.
Not back to the stress ball thingy. But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Back in a minute with your politics question of the day.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-370-8128. 800-370-8128. That's 800-370-8128.
In light of the pandemic restrictions, Americans have become accustomed to telecommuting and hybrid work environments. The growing number of hybrid workers led to a greater need for IT security on employee devices being used outside of companies' corporate networks. This as data breaches hit record numbers. Daily Mail reports that despite those security concerns and the more than 290 million data breaches worldwide, many top CEOs' most common passwords are 123456 and password. Question: have you or have you not experienced a data breach in the past 6 months?
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, we have Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm just thinking of some way that we should have a dare to get you in to get waxed. That's just like my wheels are turning.
No.
Yes!
Let's do it.
That would be a nightmare
for them.
Let's do it.
So we're talking about that because we have Rachel Canella with Modern Skin in the studio with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So you said that you were all booked up Which is a great problem to have, this, especially this new. So what, when you say all booked up, I mean, is it going to take me a week to get an appointment, 3 weeks to get an appointment, 6 months to get an appointment? I hope not 6 months, because I'll be really hairy by then.
No. No, it's very simple and easy to book with Modern Skin. If you go to glossgenius.com.
Wait, Gloss Genius?
Yes.
Okay.
It's the booking system that I'm currently using.
Okay, now look at me, Ross. We're already like going to our phones. Okay, so we got to go check it out. Gloss Genius.
I've seen it all.
But did you go to glossgenius.com?
Of course.
Okay.
I did not book anything.
Okay, so, okay, glossgenius.com. And then.
You want to go to Modern Skin.
Okay.
And skin is spelled S K N.
Right.
Not S K I N. So modernskin.glossgenius.com.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
Looks like Ross beat you to the punch.
He always does. I mean, trust me. I mean, you know.
How did you find me so quickly?
He's good. He had you looked up in the first 30 seconds of the show and was already on your website playing. So while it looks like he wasn't paying attention to us, it's because he was actually on your website scoping you out.
I love it.
Yeah, I couldn't find you on Facebook. You don't do that. But
Will.
Okay.
I will be.
All right.
So, no, and see, in my, and I usually go to the chamber website and look you up, because as a chamber member,
yes,
you have a link to your website from ours. Yes. So, but anyway, so you go on there and that's how you make appointments. But how long does it take to get an appointment? Like if I book now, do I have time to get in before I leave on my vacation this weekend?
Absolutely. Yes. Okay. So it will give you the time, the availability.
Okay.
You choose any time that you see on the app. And it's literally like a 3 to 5 minute process.
Perfect.
Yeah. It's very easy, very simple. Exactly. Whether you want underarms, Brazilian, back.
Oh, and the Book Now button is right on the homepage.
Absolutely.
And there's a picture of you.
Yes.
Look how pretty you are. I'm like, you're pretty in person.
Thank you.
Pretty picture. And so same thing. Like if you can't remember that, if somebody can't remember that, all the chamber members have a page on our website at yumachamber.org. And you can find it, but I went a different route this morning. I actually Googled Modern SKN, and you were the first one that popped up. So
yay.
It was super easy to find. Do you ever like phone calls or do
Absolutely. I have my number on there as well.
Okay.
And all social platforms. So
perfect.
Instagram, Facebook.
Oh, and how scary. The first thing that comes up is a Brazilian wax when you're in the booking module.
Yeah, well, that's popular.
It is very popular.
So it's going to be up there.
That is my most popular service.
I bet it is.
People have got to be scared to come and do that for
Absolutely.
The first time.
Absolutely.
They're going to be petrified.
Absolutely. Okay. It's just, think about it. They're coming in to get their most intimate area wax, and it could be very scary.
And we don't know how painful. We don't know what the results are.
Exactly. Plus, you're just walking in, you are speaking with a stranger, and you are extremely vulnerable. And so we pride in making our clients feel as comfortable as possible. And I feel like that's what stands Modern Skin, you know, what stands why we stand out. Because of that.
I'll say, but you're not a stranger anymore. I sat here in your window.
No, I'm not.
For an hour. And those of you that can't see her, she's just talking to you, she's very smiley, very happy, very very welcoming and open. So I think she would put people
Thank
at
you.
Ease very quickly.
Absolutely.
Well, she's doing a feel-good service, a service that, you know, it's like selling flowers. You know, it's something.
And look, you even have a vacation package.
I do.
I'm like, so see, before I leave, I can get everything done. Yes. My husband will be shocked.
Absolutely.
Hopefully he notices.
Well,
it's a test. You got a test.
He's one of those guys that notices even when I get my hair cut or whatever. He'll notice.
That's possible.
I can't always guarantee it'll be the same day, but he'll notice.
you have got to wrap it up.
So perfect. So Modern Skin, but SKN. I Googled it. Easy to find on the Chamber website as well. So thank you so much, Rachel, for coming in. And thank you, everyone else, for listening. You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.